This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 178 for Tuesday, December 10th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The DI's futures canola market made small gains on Tuesday amidst mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were down while European rapeseed was up. Meanwhile, crude oil was slightly higher. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The January canola contract was up $3 per ton at $621.70, while the March contract was up $2.10 per ton at $629.60. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly world agricultural supply demand estimates earlier today. Its 2024-25 Canadian canola production estimate was lowered to 18.8 million tons. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all saw increases in prices. The 2024-25 U.S. corn carryout was cut by 200 million bushels from the November estimate at 1.738 billion, 22 million below the 2023-24 carryout. Global corn carryout fell by 7.7 million tons at 296.44 million. Meanwhile, Argentina's and Brazil's corn production estimates were left unchanged at 51 million tons and 127 million tons, respectively. China's Ag Ministry lowered its corn production estimate by 3.17 million tons at 293.84 million. Spain purchased 400,000 to 500,000 tons of U.S. corn for shipment in early 2025. The March corn contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.49. U.S. soybean ending stocks were projected to be 470 million bushels, unchanged from November but up 128 million from last year. World soybean carryout is set to increase by 130,000 tons at 131.87 million. Brazil's soybean crop was unchanged at 169 million, while Argentina's was raised 1 million tons at 52 million. China imported 7.15 million tons of soybeans in November, with the calendar year total at 97.09 million, up 9.4% from last year. Palm oil production in Malaysia was down 9.8% in November compared to the month before at 1.62 million tons, with exports down 14.7% at 1.49 million. Ending stocks were down 2.6% at 1.84 million tons. The January soybean contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.95. U.S. wheat carryout was down by 20 million bushels from November at 795 million bushels, up 80 million from the previous year. World ending stocks were up 310,000 tons at 257.88 million tons. Wheat conditions in Kansas were down 1 point from the past week at 55% good to excellent. Light precipitation is forecast from much of the Midwest and Northern Plains in the U.S. this week. Jordan is tendering to buy 120,000 tons of optional origin milling wheat, as well as 120,000 tons of feed barley. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.62. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.66. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 10th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.